Dr. Elliot Brohl says he sees community COVID-19 vaccinations in fairly simple terms.
The vaccine is very safe and it's very effective. And it's the right thing to do not only for your family, but also for your community.
He's both the senior vice president of Search and its chief medical officer. He acknowledges that people have questions about the vaccines, which were developed in record time.
A lot of people ask that question and they wonder, oh, maybe somebody skipped steps in developing it because it happened so quickly. But really, nothing could be farther from the truth.
So, on an invitation from Wrangell's tribe, he delivered a presentation explaining the ins and outs of vaccinations and answered questions. Here's Josh Knuckles asking the physician whether vaccinated people can still spread the virus.
If I get this vaccine, I will not pass on or carry this COVID-19 at all, right? Is that what you're saying?
So the question is, if he gets this vaccine, will he not be passing this on at all? And the answer is no, this is not a binary thing.
Others expressed outright skepticism about the vaccine's safety. Mike Lockerbie had a few questions, including whether the coronavirus vaccine could have an ill effect on women's reproductive health. Brohl answered that so far, that's not been an issue.
There are millions of women who have contracted COVID-19 all around the world, and there are many hundreds of thousands of those women who have been pregnant, and there's not been an observed effect on their ability to complete their pregnancy.
Lockerbie later remarked he appreciated Brohl's willingness to engage with doubters like him, but he's still not convinced.
He did a good job. He didn't do a good enough job, changed my mind.
Not absolutely everyone will need to be vaccinated to protect the community, but Brohl says the majority will.
That's our goal, is to get over 70% in all of our communities, and we're making strong progress in that direction.
He added, at the current rate, that could be achieved late this summer. Wrangell's clinic manager Carly Allen says progress is being made.
We've administered, as you saw, over 1,000 doses in the community at this point.
As of Thursday morning, almost 330 Wrangellites have received both doses of the COVID vaccine, and more than 350 others have had one dose. That's around a quarter of Wrangell's population that's begun the process. Search is able to vaccinate widely because, as a tribal health organization, it receives a separate allotment from the Indian Health Service. That's allowed more flexibility in who gets access to the vaccine.
They've been thrilled, and well, they should be. I mean, it's something that protects them from really becoming deathly ill.
You can listen to the full audio of the vaccine presentation at kstk.org. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.